We've heard already this morning there are a number of techniques which can be employed in this area: frozen section analysis, touch imprint cytology, and molecular assays. The benefits are clear to the patient. An immediate decision to proceed to an axillary lymph node dissection avoids a second operation. It allows for progression to adjuvant treatment more quickly, and advocates would argue that it has benefits in terms of health economics, in terms of reducing bed stays and reducing the costs to the NHS community. However, there are a number of limitations, particularly with standard frozen section and touch imprint cytology. There's the false negatives. There's difficulty in planning your list when you're not sure which patients are going to go on to need the axillary lymph node dissection. And there's patient factors to consider. Are we deciding to treat the axilla intraoperatively and therefore avoiding an MDT discussion about the pros and cons of that? And also, is it the right way for our patients to find out that they have a node-positive axilla by waking up with a drain in their axilla? Now, the molecular assays